I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Union leaders representing Consolidated Communications workers have ratified contract agreements with the company that will avert a strike. According to the company, the new contracts will cover approximately 1,200 workers in Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine for the next 3 years. It's the first contract since Consolidated Communications bought Fairpoint Communications last year, which expanded the company into northern New England. Workers and the company had been bargaining for 4 months. Senator Bernie Sanders says it would be inappropriate for him to call for the impeachment of President Trump at this time. Several Democratic members of the U.S. House have proposed articles impeachment. The impeachment resolutions charge that the president has obstructed justice in the Mueller investigation that's looking at allegations the Russians tried to influence the 2016 elections. As a senator, Sanders says he has a very specific role if the Senate holds an impeachment trial, and that's why he's not supporting efforts to impeach the president.
No, I don't. I mean, I think, especially as a member of the Senate, I'm going to be a judge if there is an impeachment process. The House brings forth impeachment, and the Senate stands in judgment. So it would be absolutely premature for me to be talking about impeachment.
Sanders says he is actively campaigning across the country for progressive candidates to help the Democrats win back the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House. Vermont has a high rate of opioid use among pregnant women, according to a new Centers for Disease Control report. The CDC studied delivery hospitalizations in 28 states. Rates were highest in Vermont and West Virginia. Vermont has a rate of about 50 cases per 1,000 people. Opioid use during pregnancy can cause health problems for mothers and babies. Dr. Allison Holmes of Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center says it's important for expectant mothers to receive treatment during their pregnancy.
What we want is for pregnant women to get into programs where they are prescribed a maintenance medication that helps them have a safe pregnancy.
The CDC found the rate of opioid use among pregnant women has quadrupled over the last couple decades in the U.S. Negotiations between the University of Vermont Medical Center and its nurses' union are set to resume this Monday. That's according to the Burlington Free Press. Negotiations about pay issues have been ongoing since March. Meanwhile, the nurses' union said yesterday that its parent union will withdraw money from the New England Credit Union over the institution's ties to the hospital. And farmland that was the center of a conflict between environmentalists and a developer will now be permanently conserved. The 150 acres in Randolph has been purchased by the Ayersbrook Goat Dairy, which will maintain it as agricultural land due to a conservation easement with the Vermont Land Trust. A developer had worked for years to build a hotel and a mixed-use commercial project on that land. The Eye on the Sky forecast for tonight, mostly clear north, increasing clouds south, lows in the 40s and 50s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.